Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, filling in for Dan. That's right, Covino and Rich, and our pleasure, Dan.
Yeah.
To hang for you today.
Good morning. 877-99 on Fox. If you dig our show, again, we're on every day, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. out here on the West Side. But it's a pleasure waking up early with you, enjoying the parade. Oh, and if you look now, it's the Pillsbury Doughboy.
If you look down 6th Avenue, oh, there's Baby Shark coming.
I think I see Ronald McDonald.
There's always someone happily calling the parade.
Ah, but what did we learn, though? Parades are underrated.
Yep.
When your team wins, you feel a lot different about them. But thank you guys for hanging out with us. Again, subscribe to our podcast for free. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast. And thank you for hanging out with us. Now, we played a clip from earlier this week, Henry Winkler talking about meeting Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. and they're probably going to do a dinner together. And we ask you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, who would you want to hang with? Think about that. Because these athletes are your heroes. They really are. You grew up with them. I had a Cindy Crawford poster. And a Don Mattingly poster. You know what I mean? Like, these are your heroes. And a Cypress Hill poster. So,
Cindy Crawford, by the way?
Actually, Cindy Crawford replaced Don Mattingly, I think.
I think all our moms probably in the 80s or 90s probably had a moment of like, oh, they're growing up when you replaced your Bo Nose poster.
I was like, sorry,
with Carmen Electra.
Yeah. And the Barbie twins are taking over.
Hey, sorry, Gary Carter. Scoot aside. Pam Anderson poster's going
right
up.
All the ones that you creepily gawked at in the back of Spencer's Gifts. But
and by the way, Cindy Crawford's on that documentary I told you to watch.
I watched it.
Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
Yeah, that's on Netflix right now. It's a whole controversy. But yeah, pretty good. I watched it.
Yeah.
Who would you want to hang with? Not Cindy Crawford. We're talking athletes. My answer isn't who you would think. Rich would probably say, dude, Derek Jeter. It's not because I think he'd let me down. He's sort of a boring guy.
Well, you also have to ask yourself, just because they're your favorite player, is it someone you'd want to sit down and have a cocktail with, have a steak dinner with, and pick their brain and actually have a conversation? What player do you think you'd want to hang with?
Now, think about it. 877-99 on Fox. Call, say what's up. And we are going to talk about Zach Wilson, and we're going to give out some Thanksgiving pardons later today. But my answer isn't Derek Jeter. I'd say from yesteryear, right? I could think of 1,000 boxers I'd love to hang with. But my answer, because I thought about it, is Burnaby Williams. Bernie Williams, former Yankee, former champion. Here's why. There's more to Bernie then burn, baby, burn, then baseball. Or, I'm sorry, baseball. The guy plays guitar. He's a deeper dude. He's a nice, sensitive guy. No ego there. I think he'd be a nice hang. Like, I could be friends with Bernie Williams. We had him on our show. Such a nice guy.
It's a lame answer.
It's not. My current answer is probably the one you're going to criticize. And I thought about this, too, because people either love him or hate him. And he's the GOAT. You got to learn from the best. You want to be able to hang with the best. The answer is Tom Brady. I think Joel might agree with me. And if you watch his documentary, Man in the Arena, how could you not fall in love with him as a winner, as a person? And maybe a little bit of that greatness rubs off on you. You know what I mean? Those are my answers. Tom Brady's the GOAT, man.
I think you look at this in the proper perspective. You look at now and yesteryear. And yeah. I think hanging with an athlete back when he was in his prime is one thing. And hanging with a guy just based off what you remember, like Jeter. My guys, you're right. I would love to hang with Tom. But my guy who I really would love to hang with, Isaiah Thomas. And that's mainly because I think we agree on a lot of things. He's got a master's. He's from the South Side, West Side. He won in college. He's a pro. And the main thing that we could just sit around and rag on, Michael Jordan.
The one guy. The one guy ever. Isaiah Thomas. The one human being that could say that they got the better of Michael Jordan. People don't like to think about it or remember it, but Isaiah Thomas, for a handful of years, has had the, you know, he got him.
Yeah, but Joel said something else, too. You know, there's more to Isaiah Thomas than sports. He could talk about anything, right?
That's right.
Deeper sort of guy. Deeper thinker. Fun conversation. My one criticism with sports guys, and some of you might get mad about this, a lot of times it's all about sports. Mm-hmm. That's why I said Bernie Williams. Because then you're going to have a sports conversation all day long. It's like, hey, dude, do you talk about anything else? Friends? Family? Or just sports all day, right? Like, I don't want to hang with a sports robot if I had the choice. That's what I said.
Robot.
Yeah, that's what I said. And I'm okay. A music guy. There's more to me than just sports. I like music and family and things like that. Bernie was my answer. I think he's a nice dude. Tom Brady is my real answer for this conversation. Going to your calls now at 877-99 on Fox. And I want to hear who your answer is.
I got a couple, and then maybe I'll pick one. I'll give you one. I just think I've always been a fan of his. I like how he's a straight shooter. I like his vibe. Call me crazy, but on my list, Sir Charles Barkley would be my old school person that I'd want to hang with. I feel like he's fun. I feel like he's an intelligent guy, but he's also equally like dopey and fun.
I'm surprised by
that. I think
that.
Sir Charles might be a great dinner conversation over
keeps
a glass
real.
Of wine, right. Have a steak.
See, I knew it was going to lead to food.
Yeah. A nice dinner with Sir Charles. And then I think another good answer.
Current day.
Would be just if you want to have a good night out. We're talking just fun times. Gronk. Gronky.
We've got
all in Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah, now. You know what? And he dates Camille Kostek. So she definitely has some hot Sports Illustrated model friends.
Not
that
even
you can
that.
Hang
I'm
with.
Just saying, I feel like if you were to say, who do you want to go hang with and have a party with? Gronk will make you laugh. He'll be doing the worm. He'll be doing shots. Like, depends. Like you said, if you want to have a nice sit-down conversation.
Maybe he's too bro-y, though. Like I'm a bro-y guy, and I think Gronk is a little too
bro-y.
Yeah,
I can see Rich egging him on all night. Come on, man. Aren't you going to do the caterpillar? Come on, man. Yeah. Aren't you going to bust the cans upside your head? Where are you at?
Gronk's a lot. Yeah, he's the type that wears, like, beer helmets when he goes out.
Gronk
you know?
Is like, the party guy, and I think my insightful, like, fun conversation over dinner might be Barkley. But then again, Shaq is a businessman. You know, Shaq's like the most undercover successful businessman. He doesn't gloat about it. And I like what he does for kids. He'll see like a family that's down on their luck and buy the kids computers. Like, I feel like Shaq is a good dude. So Shaq might be an answer too.
My problem with Shaq is I have to admit it. If I was with Shaq, I believe I'd ask him for $75. I think I'd ask him for some money.
He's too generous,
yeah,
right?
Shaq, hit me off, man.
Come on. Yo, Shaq, you could just be like, yeah, my mortgage. And Shaq would be like, I got you, baby.
I don't know how current this is, but what people might not know is, like Rich said, he's such a businessman. You could learn a lot, and he's funny. We all know how personable Shaq is. Owns like 17 Auntie Anne pretzel restaurants, 150 car washes, 155 Five Guys, 40 24-hour fitness gyms, several Las Vegas nightclubs, a movie theater.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
A partridge in a pear tree.
His philosophy is if you ask him to endorse you, he wants a piece of the company.
Yeah, he invests in Muscle Milk, Vitamin Water, Google. I think he recently sold off a bunch of stuff. But like, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to, you know, Shaq's a great answer too. I Tom Brady and Shaq, I think, are obvious answers. Yeah. So we leave the rest for you. 877-99 on Fox. Who would you like to hang with as we get ready for Thanksgiving?
Bursch, you got an answer?
I do, because as you guys were listing the, you know, nice conversations and everything, and Rich, you started going to the more fun ones. I was thinking of a party time, so I was going with Marshawn Lynch. I think that'd be a
Marshawn Lynch. You'd be doing shots of Hennessy.
We know what Bursch wants to do.
Bursch should be laying in the street somewhere, drunk.
He wants chips.
Damn, Marshawn Lynch isn't going. He's a
Grubhub.
All right, let's go to you guys. Let's start with Dino in Fort Lauderdale. Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Hey, buddy.
After we saw Mahomes and the Fonz hanging out, who would you want to hang with?
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You too.
I just started coming across my airways a couple weeks ago. You're great.
Thank you, brother.
Most passionate athlete I've ever seen, smart and beautiful, WNBA star Skylar Diggins-Smith.
Yes.
That's a great answer.
She is beautiful and talented, and actually she's the cousin of one of our listeners, which is just random.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, wow, man. Yeah, she's a beautiful woman. For sure.
Sean in Oregon, what's up?
Hey, you guys, if you're hanging out with Shaq, that's the day you forget your wallet.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the personalities you guys bring up, and I think a fun guy to hang out with would be like Bill Walton. And if you got like a more serious tone, like you just want to have an evening and really somebody intelligent, I want to hang out with Kareem. Kareem's one of my heroes growing up all the time, and
Kareem's a deep thinker. He's a deep thinker.
You know what? There's two ways to look at it. Like you know, do you want to have a good conversation? And that's why I said, you know, like a Bernie Williams or something like that. Or do you want to party? And that's why Rich said Gronk. And Bursch said Lynch. You know, so I like it. There's two answers. Those are both great. Thank you, man.
Who did he say first? Bill Walton? That's a whole separate conversation. Like, what athlete would you like to smoke with? Riverside, Mark, you're on. What's up, bud?
Mike Tyson.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I hope the sound's okay. My Obama phone's blown up. The wind's blowing, but that's the worst I can complain about in SoCal. That's okay. If we're talking about farting straight up, mid-90s Michael Irvin, nowadays Brittany Griner, but I'm older now. I make better decisions. But I would love to spend a morning or an afternoon with my all-time favorite athlete, Bo Jackson, either in a bass boat or a duck blind.
Bo Jackson the bummer about Bo Jackson is we've talked about this. Yeah, there's the documentary. Yeah, there's footage. But the younger generation will never know what he meant to everyone for like a 3 to 4 year period.
Is that a meme? Did you just recite a meme? It sounds like a meme.
But it should be.
Right?
I mean,
the younger generation will never know.
Well,
true.
The guy was averaging 5 yards a carry, rushed for practically 1,000 yards. In the same season, he hit 30 home runs and was an all-star. That would be like Giancarlo Stanton, rushing for 1,000 yards. That would be like...
It's a different world we live in.
That would be like, give me a running back. That would be like McCaffrey hitting home runs. It seems ridiculous.
I still think we include in our own mental the person we think is fun. We think Gronk is fun. We know that Bill Walton can be fun. You know, Isaiah, I've been to parties with Isaiah. I mean, so... I don't know about Bo Jackson because
he's a bit serious.
I've been to some places where Bo was at, and you know nobody could get to him.
Yeah. Hey, what about Antonio Brown? That guy's pretty wild.
He's too wild.
you do Antonio Brown wrong here, but you're doing Photoshops of your wife naked the next day.
But you know,
see what he did to Brady?
Yeah, I know. But you know what's sad about that is, you know, Rich and I actually did get a chance to party with him. You know, when he was a younger player in the league, totally different guy.
That's why I genuinely feel like something happened to him, and I hate to say it that way, but
he really
true.
Did seem like a really fun and nice guy to party with.
We were at a Maxim party at the Super Bowl
a few times
years ago. And we had talked to Antonio Brown on the red carpet. We were clicking with him. He's a funny guy. This is old Antonio Brown. we go into the party, and he actually was like, yo, my guys, we had a drink with him, and we're trying to recruit us to root
for the Steelers.
Yeah, he was joking at the time when he was on the Steelers. He's like, yo, why do you root for the Niners? I'm the guy having a drink with you. Root for the Steelers. I was like, that's a damn good point.
Yo.
And then something happened, and it's terrible to say, but something went wrong with AB.
Seemed like a super humble dude back then, but, you know, do you want that deep conversation? Do you want to party with somebody? Let us know. 877-99 on Fox. I'm going to throw this out there because it comes to mind, and okay. No one's going to say it, and you're going to say the weakest answer. But one of the most personable guys when I would watch him play and as an analyst, Swishalish, Nick Swisher, back in the day, was one of those guys.
Oakland A.
You don't think so?
New York Yankee, Nick Swisher.
Just one of those dudes who seems like a fun guy. Such a fun dude. All right, let's get back to your phone
calls. I got one. This is a controversial one, but if you talk about picking someone's brain and having a conversation, would you want to sit down with Kyrie and be like, yo, Kyrie, what's going on with you, man? Like what? Give me your thoughts.
It'd be a fun conversation. But
I mean, sometimes a conversation with someone you don't see eye to eye with is actually a better conversation than, you know.
You get some interesting conversation for sure.
All right, Idaho, Randy. Randy, what's going on, man?
What up, Randy?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me. It's a balmy 17 degrees out here.
Damn.
I think
Put on your freezy freakies.
What's that?
Put on your freezy freakies.
Yeah, seriously. It's sunny. It's super nice. You go outside and you just popsicle. Ooh. But for me, it would probably be Michael Irving. You know, I saw him later in the latter part of his career, but the energy the guy has, you know, it's just, I feel like he'd be sitting down for a nice Thanksgiving dinner and he'd be hyping you up to eat this gravy and this potato and this turkey.
You know, Michael Irving has been known to be quite a party guy. And I hosted a bikini pageant once where Michael Irving was one of the judges. And during the downtime, like when we weren't filming, he was so nice to me. He really was. Michael, he's a charismatic, super nice guy. And, you know, the reputation back in the day, he partied for sure. So Irvin's not a bad answer, I bet.
No, definitely not.
He's a leading vote getter so far.
I was going to say, honestly, yo, Joel, I don't know if you ever had an interaction with him, but he's one of those guys that he lights up the room because he's so like, hey, you know, like he's very, very charismatic. JT in Florida. What's up, man?
Friend, I know it's a little off the grid, but I'm going to go with Ric Flair. Are you kidding me? Has anyone seen Dark Side of the Ring stuff?
Yes, yes.
Any wrestler. I mean, you just hang out at like some local, you know, bar and they're showing up.
You know, JT, oh JT,
you know who I'd never want to hang out with, though? I'd never want to hang out with a Mr. Perfect because I would feel so inferior.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you know what, JT?
Or what was that, Million Dollar Man? That
guy. I mean, Ted DiBiase. Everybody's got a price. Everybody's got a price. JT, it's funny.
I'll get his leftovers. I'll get his leftovers. No problem because you know he's passing some off and I'll be hanging out.
JT, speaking about hanging with athletes, he brings up a wrestler.
Yes.
The Mr. Perfect documentary, just to bring a fun fact here on Fox Sports Radio, if you ever watch the Mr. Perfect documentary about his life, he passed away, his best pal was Wade Boggs. And I always thought that was crazy that Wade Boggs, Hall of Famer, one of the best hitters.
Wade Boggs learned how to hit from Mr. Perfect.
Ric Flair, I guarantee he has some of those, you know, hanging out with him too.
Oh, play. And, think about it. Think about
Dusty Rhodes. Remember Dusty Rhodes?
Of course, the American Dream. Thank you, brother. Thanks, JT. Now, when you think about some of those old school wrestlers,
some I'd want to hang with, some I would not. Like, I would never want to hang with the Bushwhackers. You know what I mean? Like, I think that'd be a weird time.
Whoa!
Yay! You know, some guys are a little more level headed, I think.
Ric Flair. In his older years,
party guy for
he
sure.
inspired a lot of locker rooms. Remember, like, Ric Flair would show up in a locker room and do, like, a speech, and these young guys would be all pumped up?
Here's the thing, and that was a great answer. There's no way he'd ever be able to keep up with a young Ric. Like, Ric Flair partied so hard. Like, think
Ric
about
Flair
that.
Almost died a
Ric
few years Flair, ago, and he was like, no.
I was out one night, and Ric Flair was inviting, we're in a club, and he's inviting people outside the club to his limo.
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess it would be a great time, right? If you can keep up with him, now.
He's such a party animal, and he's such a beast. That, honestly, remember Ric Flair was on his deathbed a couple years ago, and he's like, nah, no thanks, I'm not going to die yet. And he just, like, full recovery. Remember, it was grim for a minute?
Yes, 100% yes.
He wrestled last year. Kurt in San Diego, what's up, man?
Hey, I have one for you. When you go to and you sit down Thanksgiving, how about Vin Scully?
The late great Vin Scully telling stories. It might be like that's like sort of a when you think about that, that would be the same as like your old grandpappy telling you some good stories.
I gotta go to my uncle's house where they're eating off china. You're hearing all the plates click, the forks are hitting the plate.
Yeah, that might just be good dishes. Yeah, a lot of feel, like a lot of sounds of forks and knives, and not there's no music playing there. Sort of a quiet dinner.
Nobody said Mike Tyson.
He's a great answer.
I have lots of stories.
Mike Tyson's one of my favorite.
Lots of deep thoughts.
He's one of the most interesting men on planet Earth. Oh, I got one then. Damn. Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman is friends with dictators. He wrestled the same day he was supposed to be in an NBA game. He told Carmen Electra he cheated on her because a woman fell out of the ceiling. Like, I don't know anyone that has better stories than Dennis Rodman.
You can get some good stories out of the last three. Scully, Rodman, Tyson. Take your pick. Either way, thank you guys.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
It depends what you're looking for in this hypothetical hang.
Looking back, I wish it would have happened because it just would have been good for her. But do you remember a few months ago, there was a serious rumor that Rodman was going to go get Brittany Griner out of jail?
Yes.
And it was like a serious story. Like, Putin respects him. And I'm like, what? Dennis Rodman? How the hell does Dennis Rodman know foreign terrible people?
Who knows?
I had one piece of advice for him, though. Don't take any luggage.
No carry-on even. Just go by yourself.
Wear a onesie.
Now, think about this, Fox Sports Radio Nation. Who would you give a Thanksgiving? You know how they pardon turkeys? Who would you give a Thanksgiving pardon to in the world of sports?
Like, who deserves forgiveness after all these years?
Yeah, because we have the number one answer on the board. We're going to get to that later. Rich is going to talk about all the games today.
We'll do some bets. We'll make sure we win some money on Thanksgiving. And coming up next, we're going to talk about Zach Wilson. Now, do I have a change of heart? Maybe. Were we a little tough on this guy? He's a kid that said some dumb stuff and took no accountability. But we'll break it down next right here on Fox Sports Radio. CNR, in for Dan Patrick.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. We are Covino and Rich, and I mean this. So thankful to have a show here on Fox Sports Radio. We're on every day, 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. East Coast, that's where we're from New Jersey, and Rich is from Long Island, but we're out here in Los Angeles. Please subscribe to our podcast for free. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you stream.
It's simple.
It really is.
Do it.
And we'd be really thankful if you did. Again, hope you're having a great morning so far. The number is 877-99 on Fox. Rich is going to take you to Teaser Town, talk about all the games today.
We're going
to
make some good bets.
Right, and we're going to give out some Thanksgiving pardons in sports. Who do we forgive in the world of sports?
Oh, can I drop another Thanksgiving fun fact before we move on?
Sure, because you can't help yourself. Let's hear it.
I can't.
Rich loves fun facts.
Ben Franklin. Get this, Joel. Ben Franklin wanted...
He's fun fact boy.
I am fun fact boy. Ben Franklin wanted the nation's bird to be the turkey, and he fought for it. He lost because it's the bald eagle, but in another universe, Ben Franklin won that debate, and the bird, he said the bald eagle had bad character, and we should all be praising the turkey.
No, you know what? Turkey's overrated. I really believe that with all my heart. You know what I'd rather have?
You'd rather eat bald eagle?
I'd rather have a Tom Carvel Turkey ice cream cake. No, leave the bald eagle out of this.
I'm sorry, wait.
Leave it out of this. I'm more of a chicken ham guy. I've already said that. Turkey's overrated. But do you remember that Tom Carvel turkey cake?
Of course I do. East Coast, of course.
I want that Tom turkey cake, man. But anyway, thank you guys for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. We got to talk about Zach Wilson. Yeah. We're talking about him all week.
Zach Wilson, because the Jets, who are a playoff contender, surprisingly good. The Jets are surprisingly good. No one thought they'd be there at this stage. Now, right? Robert Saleh, I think, is a great head coach. I've always been a fan. I'm a Niners guy, so when he was our defensive coordinator,
Imhotep.
He does look like the guy from The Mummy.
He's great in The Mummy, too. Yeah.
But Robert Saleh has decided to go with Mike White, and this is what Robert Saleh had to say.
Zach's career here is not over. I know that's going to be the narrative. I know that that's what everybody wants to shout out, and that's not even close to the case. The intent, the full intent, is to make sure Zach gets back on the football field at some point this year. When that is, I'll make that decision. I'm going to take it day to day. The biggest thing with Zach, and the same things that we've talked about, is the young man needs a reset. His decision-making's been fine. His practice habits, all that stuff have been fine, but there's some basic fundamental things that have gotten really out of whack for him, and this is just an opportunity for him to sit back, focus on those things, find a way to get reconnect to all the different things that we fell in love with during the draft process, and it's something that I feel like he's going to be able to do. I think to ask him to do all those things while preparing for a game is unfair, but at the same time, it's something just talking with Zach that I think we're all excited to attack, and is it a small step back? Absolutely for him, but do I think it's going to be a great leap forward when he does get a chance to reset himself? Absolutely. This is not putting a nail in his coffin. This is not that. It's not even close to that.
Now, that's what a leader sounds like. There's no doubt about that. And that's why you like this guy. That's why the Jets are good.
I like Robert Saleh
a lot. But guess
what?
Saleh is 43 years old. I want you to keep that in perspective, okay? Because Zach Wilson is only 23 years old. And I think sometimes we forget that.
We forget these guys are kids. They lack maturity. In fact, Wilson was asked after the game, hey, do you take responsibility? Do you feel bad that you left the defense hanging? You only put up 3 points? And remember his answer? No, I'm not. He took no accountability. And then after he said that, because that is the voice of an immature 23-year-old who is used to winning his whole life. If you're Zach Wilson, every step of the way, if you're a top first-round draft pick, I promise you, know what you've done every stage of your life? You've won. You're not used to losing. You think Zach Wilson in his Pop Warner high school college career was used to getting shut down like that? It's a new feeling, and he's a 23-year-old kid. I'm not making excuses. I'm just explaining.
Yeah. There's no question that what he did and his response was immature.
And that's how you lose the locker room with some of the veterans, right? So Zach Wilson said all week he had a sick feeling in his stomach and, quote, it was the only thing I could think about for the last couple days. I wanted the opportunity to talk to my guys and really make it come from the heart. And as you heard Robert Saleh say, the fundamentals are out of whack and he's a young kid that needs a reset. And sometimes I'm not trying to be soft because it's Thanksgiving and we're all emotional. No, I genuinely think sometimes we forget these kids when they get off track and they're in their early 20s. You could correct this. Peyton Manning stunk his first couple years. Great quarterbacks historically haven't always had the best starts. We just live in a world now where if a guy stinks in his first or second year, remember like a month ago, it's like, oh, the Patriots might be ready to move on from Mac Jones. Mac Jones? You mean the guy that's had a second year? Like, come on.
I want to quote Mark Sanchez, who said this on Fox Sports Radio. Zach Wilson looked insecure and childish. He did. Nobody is defending that. Let's make that very clear. All week we were saying, man, he really handled that poorly.
But we realized that you and Zach Wilson have something in common, right? Remember we talked about how you in your relationships, work, career, everything, some people are bad at taking accountability.
They are, and it's a learning experience, you know, and I'm still learning to take accountability. I always think I'm right, and I'm always trying to defend or at least give a reason.
Well,
I'm thinking he's caught in the moment. There's so many ways to look at this. Now that we heard his apology, he apologized. And I don't think he's being benched because he gave the wrong answers. I think he's being benched because he's stinking like Abe Lincoln.
And you know Abe Lincoln stunk. That was the 1800s. They didn't shower much.
It's true. There's so many ways to look at this. You know, the dude is 23 years old. And we have a rule, like a personal rule. And a lot of our stories, if it's a crazy story about us, we can always attribute it to, that was in my 20s.
Yeah.
How many dumb things did you do and say in your 20s? But you could justify, you're not going to say and do those things now, right? You learned a little bit. Maybe some of you would.
It's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse.
But it's an explanation.
But it's an explanation. The dude's just on a bigger stage, okay? And then I think about this. There's like etiquette in the world of boxing and fighting, and I often talk about this, right? Yeah. A lot of times, especially in the UFC, and you hear guys like Joe Rogan talk about this too.
You crazy, Joe Rogan.
You don't talk to a guy after he just got knocked out. You know what I mean? You sort of leave him alone. He's not all there. He's emotional. It's not the right time to really dive into an interview and talk to the guy. Zach Wilson just got beat. He just got beat.
On a punt return.
So I'm saying
with 1 second left.
Highly emotional. Yeah. Highly emotional moment.
In a game that meant a lot.
About it.
A game that meant a lot.
A game that meant a lot. The dude's under a lot of pressure.
They punted more than he had completion. So he was probably feeling like ass about his own performance.
Exactly. So really put it in perspective. Was he wrong? Yes. Is he an emotional 23-year-old kid who's still learning and just lost the game? Yes.
So what Robert Saleh did, I think...
was right.
Makes sense when you look at it from the perspective of... I believe Saleh when he said Zach Wilson's... He's not done. Kid needs a reset because he's a kid.
Because he's a kid. And I agree. And I agree that this could be a great learning lesson. But if you want to be real about it, and I'm not... Because people don't know us. I'm not Mr. Softy Pants. That's just not who I am. But I think we were rich.
Then why is that your personalized license plate?
I mean, it's just my screen name. It's just my email.
Mr. Softy Pants at Gmail.
This is everything.
Yeah.
But I'm really not. I think we as, you know, media or radio shows, we as fans, you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, I think everybody was a little too hard on the guy. I do. Think about where you were at 23. Okay, and all the excuses you make for your buffoonery at 23, when you put it all in perspective and when you see that he felt bad and he apologized, I think you have a different understanding now.
Okay, one question. What was his record before the two losses? Didn't he win all the other games?
Yeah, he's had a pretty solid season. What are the Jets, 6-4 now?
So I have to look at it kind of anti-establishment. With the Jimmy G in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
You're coming out with all this. He needs a reset. Yes, 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 yes. You're the coach. But injury, 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 and we'll put him back in there next week. And wait a minute. What about all the stuff he needed to fix? And what about everything he needed to do?
I wonder, see, they're playing the Bears this week. So, Joel, what are your thoughts on how Mike White performs against the Bears? Will that be the 100% determining, you know, and Fields is probably not playing, right?
So
if the Jets, you know, put up a W against the Bears and Mike White plays okay, are they going to keep rolling with Mike White? Because the game after that is the Vikings. And I don't think you fiddle around with the Vikings. If the Jets are trying to make a real playoff run, maybe this is your little slap on the hand to Zach Wilson.
Yes.
Like, hey, grow up, kid.
Make a statement.
Right? Yeah.
A perfect learning lesson. The whole thing, you know, after the press conference, I think has been handled perfectly by Salah and the Jets.
I mean, the Jets without...
I'm saying, think about how hard we were on this kid.
But based on what you're saying, though, the Jets without Zach Wilson are a better team than the Bears without Justin Fields. So if both starting quarterbacks are not in there, advantage Jets, right? I mean, it's like...
Agreed.
So it could be a nice little slap on the wrist.
So we don't look at coaching if the Jets lose to Chicago?
If the Jets lose to Chicago, then the, you know, the narrative will be, you know, Robert Saleh, like, maybe I made the wrong decision, you know, trying to make a point, cost him a game. There's a tough AFC wild card race that's going down. I mean, there's Miami, there's the Jets, there's the Chargers, there's the Bengals. There's a bunch of teams that are fighting for three spots. And the Jets and the Patriots, by the way, I'm sorry, forgot them. Sorry, everybody.
Whose quarterback just had a reset?
Yeah. Mac Jones had a reset. You know what? Mac Jones had a reset. And you know what? No, have you heard about Zappy lately? Nope.
You know what? You also got to keep in mind the makeup of a younger man today. They don't handle things the same way other quarterbacks along the way have. I mean, I heard Joel say soft. Maybe some of these young kids do need a mental reset. Just because they can't handle that type of pressure. You saw how he acted under pressure.
Well, you know what? I don't like to make... Everyone loves to make fun of the younger generation, and I love to pile on, too.
I'm being real about it.
But you know what a young quarterback has to deal with that quarterbacks of the past didn't? That when you suck, not only do you have to... You're accountable to your teammates and the press and the media. This guy goes on social media, and there's millions of people telling him he stinks. He sucks. Talking about his mama. In fact, they are talking about his mom because she's hot. Yeah. They're talking about his mom and his mom's friend. Zach Wilson has been thrown a lot. Remember, even on draft day, everyone's like, yeah, he got chose. Man, his mom's hot. So from day one, this guy's like...
And he's in New York.
And he's in New York. You've heard New York athletes talk about how at their locker, if you play for a smaller market team, it's a couple reporters at your locker. When the Jets are showing signs of life for the first time in like a decade... Everyone surrounding Zach Wilson's locker.
Now, yeah. Will Zach Wilson ever be the answer? Probably not. I don't know. But I'm not rooting against him. Is it counterproductive to sit him out more than 1 week? Absolutely. Because Mike White is not your guy. You know, Zach Wilson is, right?
Well, dude, you can't.
But you got to remember, he's only 23. And I think we view his reaction at the press conference a little different when you hear him take accountability, when you hear him apologize to his teammates, and that's the update there. He apologized to all of them, you know, and you don't want to lose the team in the locker room because there's a lot of players, you know, especially on the defense that thought maybe he handled that the wrong way. He absolutely did, but he apologized. So
I really want to hear what he really did, though. Let's wait 2 more weeks, 3 more weeks, season after. Was he coming in from the strip club at like 3 a.m?
There might be another story.
Was he bringing wings from the strip club?
From Magic City?
Lemon pepper wings. They're the best.
Now, you know, as a starter, if I'm reading this correctly, according to Pro Football Reference, which we all go to, I know you say Baseball Reference is one of your top visited sites.
All the time.
You're a weird stack guy.
All the time. Yeah.
No, but 7 starts, 5-2. Zach Wilson, he's had moments, but again, he's not lighting it up. Four tutties, five interceptions, not a good, his quarterback rating's not good. But maybe
Salah said that he's noticed something changed, that he's doing something different, that he's different now. Like, who are we hanging with?
Fundamentals, maybe personality. Yeah, it's a young kid. So,
Feeling himself a little
maybe
bit?
Maybe he is feeling himself a little bit. Either way, he did apologize. I think he's getting what he deserves. He's sitting out. It's a reset. And I do think that, we were a little hard on him.
Joel's onto something in that. When you're a New York athlete and you have a little winning behind you, you start to feel yourself. You saw it with, remember Matt Harvey? Before he got in some sticky situations, Matt Harvey was the Dark Knight. He was dating Adriana Lima. He was like, I'm Matt Harvey in New York. Let's go Mets. Then he started stinking and his life fell apart. It's the truth.
It is true.
So beware when you're playing in a big position in New York. All right, well, we're going to break down some of your NFL games for today. There's three good games. In fact, I think the best lineup of Thanksgiving games in quite a while. So we'll get to that next right here. Fox Sports Radio. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going
to
pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball.
but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thanks again for hanging out. Thankful on this Thanksgiving. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick, hanging out with Joel, Bursch, Dan Beyer. And this family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. And all they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. The Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles, waiting at your local dealer.
Look at that.
Yes. Live from Los Angeles. Hope you enjoyed the parade. Hope you enjoy the games today.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I say a lot of them because when we grew up, there was only two. Now they added the third one, what, maybe 10, 15 years ago?
Oh, when I said games, I meant Jenga later on with the family.
Oh, a little Connect Four?
Yeah.
Hungry, Hungry Hippo?
Yeah, I meant Hungry, Hungry Hippo. I'm a former champion in case you're wondering why I'm here.
Well, now, before I give you my Teaser Town bets, because we're going to Teaser Town in a few seconds. Of the games, before we get to the games, what are your What are your Thanksgiving Day football memories? What do you know about games? I'm thinking the coin toss. That was Thanksgiving, right? Jerome Bettis, when there was a confusion over heads or tails.
Are you kidding me? The one that comes to mind is one that I think I'm going to pardon later on.
Leon Lett in the snow with his mishap.
You're going to pardon that?
No, I'm gonna pardon the butt fumble, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll explain later.
The butt fumble.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mark Sanchez, that was Thanksgiving. And Barry Sanders had one year where he just went off. Tony Romo's had some good Thanksgiving. So, hey, who's going to break out today? They are doing something in the NFL I wanted to point out that I thought was awesome. A lot of times people do things and, you know, organizations or sports leagues and people love to be critics and they immediately hate on things, right? Like, that stinks. I hate it. No one can hate this. On Thanksgiving.
No. Someone could probably hate this.
Who's going to hate
someone this? Someone on social media. You could talk about
You guys are from off the East Coast. They hate it already.
I know. I was going to say, you could talk about steak and butt cheeks, and someone's going to hate it.
Yeah. You could. Yeah, that is true.
I hate pizza. Really? There's always somebody. The Beatles stink. Like,
that's
really?
True. There's someone that hates everything. You're right. If you invited everyone to a dinner where you were serving delicious steaks and you were judging a bikini contest, someone would be like, no thanks! Like, what?
So no A1?
Yes. Yeah. There's always going to be somebody.
So I want to find the one dope that hates this. Today on Thanksgiving, the NFL is doing something great. They're honoring John Madden, who is so synonymous with Thanksgiving football. John Madden, his legacy lives. He passed away almost a year ago now. And there will be a John Madden Thanksgiving logo on the 25-yard line of every home field today. And every player is going to have a little John Madden decal on their helmet.
Boom!
And there's going to be montages and little tributes on CBS, Fox, and NBC.
Tough acting to acting. Boom!
For every game. Lions, Bills, Giants, Cowboys, and Pats, Vikings later on tonight. So
you know
a recording of John Madden and, you know, little tributes. They're going to be spicing it a little Madden throughout the day, and I think it's a really beautiful way to pay tribute to a legend.
A legend.
How many titles
game.
Did he win? I mean, I'm not hating. I'm just how many titles?
No, he's not hating. He's just stating.
One, right? I think one. But he just meant so much the game. And you know what? For younger kids, just synonymous with video games, really.
Video games, for younger kids, you know, guys our age, obviously, as a coach, but more of a guy you saw in commercials.
True.
You know, if my feet were in flames, I thought of Tough Actin' 'n Actin'.
Boom!
Boom!
Boom! Tough Actin' 'n Actin'. And all the Miller Lite, you know, him busting through the wall. I think of him and, like, the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, well, busting
through the wall.
And I think of him just ripping that turkey leg or the jerky leg.
He introduced
I don't think that was in the script.
He introduced us to the turducken.
Honestly, for that alone, I'm not even joking, but for that alone on this day, I can't. I'm with you, Rich. I don't know how many people could actually be hating on that tribute. So, props. There's no like, you know, they're gonna do some weird hologram thing like they did with Harry Carey or anything like that,
no,
right?
Because no,
that would probably garner some criticism.
All right, well, here's what I want to give you right now. Your teaser bet of the day. I'm gonna take you to Teaser Town because everyone calls the teaser bet a sucker bet, and I say no, because if you've been following Covino and Rich here on Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 p.m. Eastern, we're hitting them at like an 80% clip. We really are.
Rich, he's a buffoon, but he's our buffoon, and he knows his teaser bets.
I don't know. People hate them. They say, oh, sucker bets. It's you know, why not do a parlay, or why not do a money line? No. I'm going to do this is a little tricky because you got to wager 140 to 100, but a 7-point teaser. I just feel like this is the home run of the day, the touchdown of the day, I should say. The Buffalo Bills, 9.5-point favorites over the Lions. I like the Lions to keep it close. I like them playing tough. And I'm going to take that from 9.5 to 2.5, where the Bills would only need to win by a field goal. I think the Lions are tough. I just don't think the Bills lose today on Thanksgiving. So I like the Bills minus 2.5, and the Cowboys are also 9.5-point favorites over the Giants. Take that down to 2.5, and you got the Cowboys needing to beat the Giants, who I've said for the last month, the most overrated team in the NFL, the New York Football Giants, will not compete with the Dallas Cowboys today. So you need the Bills and the Giants just to both win by field goals, and that's your Teaser Town lock of the day. Lock of the day. Lock
wow.
it in.
All right. Well, we're going to give out some Thanksgiving pardons, too, next hour, so stick around. We are Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Cameron-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.